Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mekong Knight, a health and wellness company. I am an author, speaker, educator, and passionate about healthy and balanced living. Today I'm talking about reducing stress and increasing health. This topic is so close to my heart and my passion, as I have over 40 years in experience through my nursing, teaching, careers, education, taking care of others, and having been affected by stress myself. Well, who has not been affected by stress? Isn't this a daily thing, experiencing stress? It can manifest itself in different ways, as there is positive and negative stress, let's say at least with the outcome. To be honest, I'm actually writing a book about reducing stress and increasing health, and it should get published before year-end. Title, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book About Stress, 15 Ways to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. I will let you know when it comes out, so you can go on Amazon.com and purchase it if you are interested in it or if you so desire. Today I'm talking about Chapter 1, What is Stress? Let's start with the definition. One definition says, stress is a sign which can be physical, mental, or emotional tension in your body. It is mostly self-induced. It's your body's way of responding to your needs, be they positive or negative. There's another one that says, stress. We've all felt it. Sometimes stress can be a positive force, motivating you to perform well at your piano recital or job interview. But often, like when you're stuck in traffic, it's a negative force. If you experience stress over a prolonged period of time, it could become chronic unless you take action. So those are just some pieces of little information. The signs of stress, what are they? There's headaches, migraines, getting the jitters in your muscles, bursting out in anger, being frustrated, being intolerable to others. Those are all signs of stress. Now, the good question is, how do we reduce these signs of stress? And I just mentioned a few there, and I have a few more. So here I said, for headaches, relax. Hydrate. Quite often it's because we don't drink enough water. Breathe deeply. Find a quiet place to find your inner peace. For jitters, breathe deeply. And what works really for me is breathing into the count of four. First, totally exhale. Then breathe into the count of four. Hold your breath for 2 seconds. And then exhale to the count of 8 seconds. The breathing in is through your nose, the holding, stop everything, and the exhale is through your mouth. A slow exhale, but very deep to the end, so you have no air left. So that is pretty important. Actually, I found 10 natural ways to lower stress, and they're on dailynaturalremedies.com. One is to meditate. That has nothing to do with religious meditation or feeling like you have to do certain things. Meditate just means to be quiet, to go inward, to find your inner peace, to be there for yourself. Exercise is always a great de-stressor. Aromatherapy, taking a bath, going for a massage, herbal teas, sleep. Sleep is one of the most important things to reduce stress. And when I say sleep, I don't mean just laying down on the bed or on the couch or something and close your eyes. I'm going into a deep REM cycle, rapid eye movement cycle, where you really are deep out. You can totally relax. Where 20 minutes of deep sleep can feel as good as 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So that is important. Of course, an appropriate diet is important, because if we eat a lot of junk food, or not if, actually when we eat a lot of junk food or fast food, even if it's just healthy fast food or whatever, there's always, always something there that causes you more stress, more anxiety, more health issues. And when we leave those things out, then, you know, it's kind of like a balance. You sit like a teeter-totter. When you have one child that's heavier than the other, what happens to the lighter one? Oops, it goes up. And when somebody helps the lighter one to go down, because the heavier one is in control with having the teeter-totter down, and if somebody, an adult, a strong adult, helps the child to go down, and they go down too fast, what happens to the heavier child that goes up? It kind of pushes it up in the air, lifts it off the seat. That is not a balanced life. It's usually when you have both children the same weight and they can go back and forth and up and down in a smooth rhythm, that's when it's fun and balanced. And the same with our lives. We need to learn to relax even in small increments. Every time we take a deep breath, we allow our body to relax a little bit. And that is good. Because as I mentioned at the very beginning, in the definition of stress, stress comes from all sources. And actually, I believe that stress is not something that someone puts on us. It is something that we allow someone to put on us. You know, I was just thinking about it. My brother, before he became a medical doctor, decided to become a minister. And of course, we said, why in the world would you do that? If you want to become a doctor, why a minister? Well, that was many, many moons ago, and we learned a lot in between. His response was, do you know that 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints? Wow, 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints? That is just absolutely outrageous. However, unfortunately, this is true. So what I'm saying here is we really, really need to be careful in what we're doing. We need to be in charge of our life and reduce stress. When we recognize some of the signs, take care of it immediately. And I suggest, and I'm going to put a disclaimer in here, I'm not a doctor. Yes, I was a nurse, and yes, I have a lot of education, and yes, I have a lot of experience, over 40 years, but I am not prescribing anything. What I do is just some suggestions, and I always say it's best to go consult your doctor before you do anything that could harm you. But in my case, I'm suggesting to just really do the very best in case of being relaxed, doing something that really helps you to enjoy life, stress out of it. See, whenever the stress goes down, the health goes up. Again, it's kind of like the teeter-totter. The more stress, the health goes up and it's not grounded anymore in this case. It's the opposite from the teeter-totter. But when you're balanced, you are even. There's stress every day, as I said in the definition. However, it is what we make of the stress that we allow to enter our minds, our bodies. Sometimes it's when we're in the gym. We stress our body on purpose. I'm saying our body with lifting weights. So what happens if we lift too much weight? What happens to the muscles? Oh, wow, I've seen it. It can tear muscles. I have seen a person in the gym who was grunting and moaning while doing heavy lifting. And by doing that, his diaphragm, the place where we usually breathe from, fractured. I mean, it just tore. And he was in serious pain. He was picked up by the ambulance in no time. So really overdoing it is not helping. Doing things in moderation is helping. Being in control is helping. Listening to music that is soothing to us is helping. Saying, for some people it works, saying positive affirmation is good. As I said, meditation, just to look inside of yourself and doing what you can do is the best you can do. So it seems like I'm having a conflict in time here with my recording. So I'm going to make sure you have all the information you need. And if I have more time, I keep going. But my free gift today is a link, and it's http://practicalphilosophyonline.org. And they have some wonderful relief stress tips. They have even courses you can sign up if you want to. It's entirely up to you. Again, I'm not making anything from it. I am just here to create awareness and help you find solutions for a better, happier, and healthier life. If you have any questions, suggestions, or just generally some input, you can contact me at dythompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, at mickleknight.com, or you can go to my link at www.mickleknight.com, or the easiest one is you can text me or call me and leave me a message at 563-354-956. And so I can actually return your message with the answer if you have a question or if you need a suggestion or something. I have contact to a lot of people that can actually help you because we're all kind of in the health field. And that is so truly amazing that instead of rubbing off against each other, we are actually working to help each other, to create a referral service, because not everybody has the same specialties. So anyway, that's it pretty much for today. The first chapter, as I told you, my book is supposed to be out before the end of the year. And I will definitely give you the hands up when it's ready. And from then on, we can go and continue. Anyway, I will continue with the next chapter just a little bit to trigger your curiosity so you are going to be interested in getting the book. All right, so for right now, time is just about up. I'm going to say until next week, be happy, healthy, empowered. Be blessed and bless others through your actions, through kind words, through a smile, through a hug, just through looking at somebody with bright and happy eyes, just to radiate joy. Those are all very effective ways to help others out. And when you realize that somebody just, you just make the day for somebody just by saying, hello, have a great day, or just smiling at them or something, it actually comes back tenfold to you, and you're going to feel much better about it all. So enjoy your week, and I hope to see you next week on my call again or listen to it whenever you get a chance. That's why it's recorded, so you can go in when you want to. This is Denise Thompson signing out for today and looking forward to next week. Have a wonderful day.